Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The first campsite for Abram in Canaan was Shechem. The name means shoulder, and anyone who visits there immediately sees why. This valley is bounded by two mountains, Ebal to the northeast and Gerizim to the southwest. The town sits on Gerizim's shoulder. It held a prominent position because it controlled north-south traffic on the Patriarch's Highway, often called the Ridge Road, linking almost all of the important towns in the land. Being in the hill country given to Joseph's son Ephraim, it's no surprise that Joseph's tomb was nearby. It also became the site of Jacob's well. The valley and its mountains provided a natural amphitheater. Thus, Shechem became known as the place of decision. Here Joshua called on Israel to choose loyalty to God, with blessings or cursings coming whether they obeyed or not. Near the end of his life, Joshua brought Israel back to Shechem to issue this challenge. Serve the Lord, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15. Here the people choose between Solomon's foolish son Rehoboam and Jeroboam, splitting the country in two, with Shechem the first capital of the northern kingdom. But first, it was Abraham here who made this solemn choice. As far as he knew, there was not another believer in the whole land, but, quote, Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, and the Canaanite was then in the land, and there he built an altar to the Lord. Genesis 12, 6 and 7. So there, perhaps it's time to dust off that old chorus, I have decided to follow Jesus, with one verse stating, though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.